ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Usually this hour is dedicated solely to mixed martial arts, but we'll talk a little boxing and professional wrestling as well right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network.com, of course, Channel 2 on there, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Whether it's good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you happen to be listening to Ring Talk live around this fantastic planet, it is a fantastic planet. I welcome you to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 28 plus years now. It's actually 28 years today we've been on the air, so we're sort of proud of that accomplishment. The live on syndicated radio, coast to coast, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as Sirius Radio Network. I mean, we're all over the place, 11 different internet platforms. I want to thank my producers and, of course, everybody here at the studios. We're talking UFC 152, Vitor Belfort and John Jones. We should be playing that snoring segment, of course. I'm talking about Curly Howard of the Three Stooges snoring, because I think this fight's going to be a snore. I just don't see this being competitive or not. So that's, of course, 1 week from today, live on pay-per-view. I'm talking about UFC 152, September 22nd. Straight up, looks like a mismatch. Paul Gallander's calendar is still in the studio now. Paul, we talked about your Sonny Liston book in a different show, Sonny Liston, the real story behind the Ali Liston fights. Now, the first fight wasn't fixed. The second fight definitely was fixed. Is that right?
Right.
All right.
And there were two basic premises I had in this book. One, that the results of those two fights had far more to do with what took place outside of the ring than in it, and the fact that Muhammad Ali never fought the real Sonny Liston any more than Larry Holmes or Trevor Burbick fought the real Muhammad Ali.
Okay. Last question for you. Once again, how do we get the book? SonnyListon.net?
SonnyListon.net. You can go to my contact information. A signed hardcover is $25.95, or go to Amazon for a paperback at $15.95.
Paul, all the best to you.
Thank you very much, Pedro.
Okay, we're talking boxing, MMA, and professional wrestling for the entire rest of the show here at 1-800-878-7529, or tweet us, the tweet thing, twitter.com, using the # Ring Talk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, celebrating 28 years of radio, often imitated but never duplicated. Remember this, like I said when I was winning those Golden Glove titles, when I won four of them, it ain't bragging if you're telling the truth.
Under all conditions, your mind.
Hi, Tom Baudet. I've been doing this gig so long, I can remember when it was a big deal when Motel 6 put free phones in our rooms. Now I get to announce that our rooms are inside your phone. Yep, Motel 6 now has a mobile app. You can book a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain right from your phone. Download yours from the App Store or Android Marketplace today and start booking. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like some free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get free information. Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp at 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Tune in and hang on tight as Fish Talk Radio takes you on a fishing adventure. We'll take you places you have only yet desired and the familiar favorites with live on-the-water insider tips. Join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure. Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com. Tune in for the all-natural attitude adjustment. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amazing!
Darkest of night, with the moon shining bright, there's a set going strong, not a thing. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Only the shoe is on the other foot. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm talking about the MMA shoe. The biggest star in the world of mixed martial arts right now. She's developing into that. We just heard her fight on Showtime a couple of weeks ago, of course, stopping Kara Sarah Coffin, what, in less than a minute, 52, 54 seconds, something like that. But Ronda Rousey, the quote of the year, and she said it on this show, regarding Chris Cyborg Santos. Of course, the big fight for her at 135 pounds. If Cyborg Santos can make 135, and she says she can't. Here's a woman that has a body like a man. Looks like she needs to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm talking about the suspended Santos, suspended last December. I take that back. Suspended for a December 2011 fight early in 2012 for a year because she tested positive for a muscle-building steroid. So the bottom line is, I mean, we've always thought that she was a steroid monkey per se. And they get the steroid monkey term it applies to both males and females. And we've always thought that, you know, she's been on performance enhancing drugs. I mean, she's got the body of a man. I kid you not. If you go to my website, ringtalk.com, and punch up Ronda Rousey in the search engine, you'll see the picture of Chris Cyborg Santos's back and her shoulders and her deltoids and her biceps and things like that. And this is it's just not even. How can I put it? It's not even remotely normal for a woman. I mean, you look at her body. If she didn't have breasts, you think you'd be looking at a man. I kid you not. I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos, who will clash with the rowdy one. Only 6-0, but the longest fight she ever had only went like 4 minutes and change. I'm talking about earlier this year with Maisha Tate. She's never let anybody get out of the first round. And her last two fights, she has just shown that she is the queen of submissions. She's a a bronze medalist in the 2008 Olympics as far as judo is concerned. Her mother was a former world judo champion. I've been pumping this girl, and I've been pumping her for months and things like that, and people said to me, you know what, you're going out on a limb here. You know, you can lose any way in MMA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You don't know much about this woman. Well, when you look at her background and the fact that she walks the walk and talks the talk, she does. She talks great smack. Quote, as far as fighting Santos and being on steroids, okay? She said she didn't care. I'll quote her now. She says, I don't care if she shoots horse semen in both eyeballs. As long as she makes 135 pounds, I will beat this girl. I mean, that's just basically what Ronda Rousey's all about. She's sort of like a young Caucasian version of Muhammad Ali, but of the opposite gender, okay? And she's good at what she does. I asked her, an interview, and you can catch the interview at ringtalk.com if you go to the search engine and enter Ronda Rousey. You can listen to the interview, the entire interview. I asked her, is there a lot of pressure on you? And she said, no, not really. She said, I'm taking it one day at a time. And as far as pattering her character after Muhammad Ali, she said that, she just realized that what gets over and what doesn't get over. And she realized she needed to be more expressive if she was going to bring female MMA to the forefront. Of course, Gina Carano did it for a while, the movie star now. Of course, we had her on the show many times in the past. But the bottom line is Gina's retired from the world of mixed martial arts. She was a Strikeforce champion, and she lost to Chris Cyborg Santos in like less than a round and really got lumped up and beat up. And Gina was on the show earlier this year when she was pumping that movie of hers. And she said, she thought that Cyborg Santos was on steroids. So it wasn't like the biggest secret in the world. It wasn't like Barry Bonds, when he was with the Giants, the SF Giants. It wasn't like somebody didn't know he was on steroids. I mean, the guy, what did he gain, like 40 pounds of muscle, 30 pounds of muscle in the off season, and his head grew and his shoe size grew? Come on. How can your head grow in the 30s, in your late 30s? How can your feet grow as far as like a couple of shoe sizes and things like that? It's impossible unless you're using performance-enhancing drugs, okay? Cyborg Santos, obviously suspected for years. Now she's been convicted, per se, and her suspension will end in December 2012, and she hopes to fight Rowdy Ronda Rousey. I call her Triple R. I can give her all the accolades, all the adjectives you can imagine, folks, because she's that and more. She can walk the walk. She can talk the talk. And most importantly, she can fight. Ronda Rousey can fight. So I think she's the hot rage right now in the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, UFC 152, and we'll talk about that in detail in our next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But UFC 152, not all that impressed with it. We'll talk about that in detail as far as the show is concerned. Of course, that is September 22nd, I believe, from Canada. And in the main event, it'll be Vitor Belfort, the former Brazilian phenom. Of course, he was a Brazilian TV star as far as a reality show, sort of like Big Brother, the Brazilian version of Big Brother down there in Brazil. And recently, I think that's been his claim to fame for about 10 years now. He's taken on John Jones, of course, the once-beaten 16-1. Light heavyweight champion of the world, a man that drew the wrath of so many MMA fans for pulling out of UFC 151 and scratching the entire card. A lot of people didn't get paid. A lot of people, of course, had to endure either going to Las Vegas or not going to Las Vegas, because if you didn't find out until the show was canceled, until like 8 days or 9 days before, you had your hotel reservations, well, maybe you could have got some money back on them, okay? But you also had your airline reservations, and the airlines, they don't give a spit whether if the event's been canceled or not. They don't care. They could care less. The bottom line is you bought a non-refundable ticket, okay? Because that's how you get to cheap rates. You buy these non-refundable tickets, and that's what the airlines are banking on. There's a certain amount of people, if they make these tickets cheap, will end up not showing up, and they'll increase their profit level. Less passengers, more tickets sold, okay? But, the only way you can get out of that is if you've got a doctor's note. I used to have one sort of like one ready all the time just in case, because I was flying all over the world, having been to 32 countries now worldwide and 28 years of radio. And, of course, we're celebrating 28 years of radio today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm sort of intrigued about that, and I tell you why. Because when I started this show, I was doing it with Charles J. back in 1984, down in Florida, and he would bring me on. We'll do a little ring talk with Pedro Fernandez and blah, blah, blah. So then we went to Las Vegas, and we were on a 50,000-watt station down there for a while, and I think we spent some time there. And then I wanted to do my own thing, and I came to San Francisco, where I live. I was broadcasting on the phone, doing remote broadcast beforehand, and basically went into the studio at KEST, a small foreign language station, mostly Vietnamese, I believe now, and like in the late 80s, and we started Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So it's been a long, enduring battle. There's been a lot of ups, a lot of downs. The travel's been good. The money hasn't. That's the life, right? I'm not part of the 1%, believe me. I'm part of the 99%. But, you know, it was the show was started on a bit of a lark because somebody said that I couldn't do it. And that sort of reminded me of when I, you know, I've won four Golden Glove titles, went to the Western Olympic trials back in the day, was the United States police boxing champion at one point in time. So I wasn't a guy that didn't know a little bit about boxing, okay? Of course, I've been following the sport since the 60s, but it wasn't like I wasn't somebody that didn't know a little bit about it. But they said, you know, well, why do you want to do a show on boxing? Why do you want to do a show on fights? Well, that was my sport. That was my forte. Had I been a baseball player, I'd have probably done a show on baseball, okay? But the bottom line is we are celebrating 28 years today on the radio. So I'm very happy that you can join us here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, CableRadioNetwork.com, Channel 2. Of course, we're talking about Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Man, all our affiliates across the country, we got it going on, folks. And I thank you so much for being part of the Ring Talk families, 28 years today. You tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk, live worldwide. We're talking UFC 152. We'll talk a little pro wrestling today as well, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Open phone lines coast to coast. And when I say coast to coast and open phone lines, I mean it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's fight.
punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Is the UFC skating on thin ice by putting forth pay-per-view cards every month? Do they have enough stars, really, to bring the world of MMA to the masses on pay-per-view once a month? Have you ever asked yourself that? Is there an oversaturation of MMA right now? Is the UFC going too far? Of course, they've got The Ultimate Fighter going, the new series right now. That's on FX Cable, I believe. They've got the Fuel TV, which amounts to nothing, okay? And then they've got the FX cards, the two-hour cards that preview the pay-per-view cards each month on FX Cable. So I wonder, in my mind, you know, I've always wondered this, especially, you know, in the last 4 or 5 months when the injuries have been rampant and fights have been falling apart. I mean, because if you buy a ticket to go see a card and you've got like 3 or 4 fights on the card and 2 of the fights fall out, all of a sudden, the $1,200 you pay for that ticket, and I kid you not, some of these fight tickets will get up there, okay? But, you know, all of a sudden, the money that you spent for the ticket, the card is not worthy of the price anymore, at least in your own mind. And then you're stuck with these non-refundable tickets that I talked about before. I'm talking about, you know, airline tickets, hotel reservations, rent a car. Sometimes if you book all this stuff in advance and you get the cheapies, okay, you can't refund them. Unless you come up with a doctor's note and send a copy of it saying I couldn't fly to every creditor that you had there, like, you know, as far as the rent-a-car and the hotel and the airlines and all that kind of good stuff. So if you didn't have a doctor in your pocket, I did. But if you didn't have a doctor in your pocket, you're screwed. And that's just the way it is. So when John Jones pulled out of UFC 151 and wouldn't to fight Chael Sonnen, who agreed to come in as a sub in the last minute, 8 days before the fight, you know, I got a problem with that. I do. I got a problem with that. I thought that for the undercard fighters, for all the fighters that were impacted financially by this, because, you know, you've heard our guy, King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight, tell us that, you know, he borrows money in training to live on to get up to the fight. And then he takes the payday from the fight, and he pays off a lot of creditors. He borrows money in order to get by. And that's what a lot of fighters do. But what if you were on that UFC 151 card? What could you do? I'm serious. John Jones refuses to take on a guy that was moving up in weight from 185 pounds that had just been stopped by Anderson Silva in his last fight. I mean, he's a good fighter, but I don't think this would have been much of a contest. Okay, but evidently, Chael Sonnen, I think, is a left-hander, and Dan Henderson was a right-hander, or Dan Henderson was a left-hander, and Chael Sonnen is a right-hander, and it would have been a switch from right to left or left to right, and John Jones didn't want to do it. His trainer, Greg Jackson, said, if you take this fight with Chael Sonnen, you'll be making the biggest mistake of your career. Actually, turning down the fight with Chael Sonnen probably was the biggest mistake in John Jones' career. I kid you not. 16-1, of course, the only loss, a DQ when he was kicking the snot out of Matt Hamill back a few years ago. But the bottom line is he looks unbeatable. He's 6'4". He's 205 pounds. I mean, he's got a beautiful body for a light heavyweight. I don't know if he'll ever be a heavyweight. Of course, that's where his aspirations are, to fight for the UFC heavyweight title. Light heavyweight in the world of mixed martial arts is 205-pound limit. Anything above 205. And they limit it off at 265. As far as the heavyweights are concerned in the UFC and the world of MMA. And I got to go with that because, you know, I've seen guys like Nikolai Valuev, who was a 7'1" guy that weighed like 290 pounds, almost 300 pounds. He would just beat people strictly because he was big. So I think there should be some type of weight limit. I think boxing should be looking at the UFC and trying to learn some things like that as far as a super heavyweight division is concerned. In other words, in boxing, they go for, you know, cruiserweight's 200, and anything above cruiserweight at 200 pounds is heavyweight. And you've got guys like Eddie Chambers and people like that weighing 205 pounds, taking on guys like Vladimir Klitschko, weigh 260 pounds. So, you know, the weight and height difference is far too much to overcome, I believe. And that's why I'm cool with the UFC having this 265-pound weight limit for heavyweights. If you can't make 265, you just can't fight. So anyway, we've got John Jones, who has ran through Mauricio Shogun Rua, Quentin Rampage Jackson, Rashad Evans. Didn't actually run through him, his former gym mate. They had a, I'm going to say, melancholy type of fight. Lyoto Machida. I mean, there's no doubt that the man is a great fighter. I've stated this time and time again. There's no doubt that he's a great fighter, okay? But this prima donna who took the money out of every other fighter's pocket as far as not doing the show a couple of weeks ago, and his, you know, his disrespect towards the fans who had bought tickets to see John Jones. Yeah, I think the USC offered refunds, but they were the only ones. So you're out your airline ticket, unless you went. And if you went to Vegas, you weren't going to watch any MMA that weekend. It wasn't going to happen. Okay. So what Dana White should have done, of course, Dana White being the president of the UFC, was he should have taken the pay-per-view card or what was left of it and put some matches together and just did an FX card that night. That's what they should have done. Just did a card on FX cable, you know, the two-hour preview, do like an hour or so on, maybe an hour and a half on Facebook. And they're doing that's hot when they do that. They have the fights on Facebook for free. Then you watch them on cable TV on FX cable for 2 hours, and they sort of draw you in. This is a good promotion. Good way to market. They draw you in, so you buy the pay-per-view. Okay. Now they weren't going to have a pay-per-view. But that's not to say they couldn't have put together a card and scaled down the arena and taken a loss to allow people to come in and see John Jones take on Chael Sonnen. Okay, John Jones, in my mind, as I said earlier, a prima donna, not my favorite guy right now in the world of mixed martial arts, not the favorite guy of a lot of people. I mean, he's, what can I say? His demeanor, the fact that he was like, you know, how dare you criticize me because I don't want to fight Chael Sonnen? Well, I got news for you. If you gave me a fight against a guy that was naturally lighter than me and smaller than me and had lost his last fight and was never really a great fighter in the UFC. I mean, his claim to fame, of course, was taking Anderson Silva into the fifth round and beating Anderson for 4-plus rounds before getting beat by Silva. Of course, Silva beat him in the rematch just a few weeks ago. And that was a stoppage in the first round. But the bottom line is, he's not a great fighter, Chael Sonnen. He's a great talker, one of the best promo guys in MMA. I mean, I think Ronda Rousey's better, but Chael Sonnen's good. He's like Ric Flair in wrestling. I don't know if you know anything about wrestling, but Ric Flair does the greatest promos. If you know about the early Cassius Clay and Muhammad Ali, he did some of the greatest promos. Okay, Chael Sonnen does great promos. John Jones could have made some easy money. He would have got the same pay he would have got for fighting Dan Henderson. And they're about the same age, Chael Sonnen and Dan Henderson, because I think Chael's in his late 30s and Henderson was like 41. And Henderson, of course, coming off the win of Mauricio Shogun Rua late last year in San Jose, California. And it had to be the fight of the year as far as mixed martial arts is concerned. I mean, Henderson was beaten on Rua, like just licking him like a stamp for three rounds. And then he gassed because he's a small guy. Okay, he's a smaller guy. So he gassed, and in the fourth round, Rua won the fourth round. And what was scary in the fifth round was the shots that Dan Henderson was taking had me turning myself away from the octagon and or the closed-circuit TV screen above it. I didn't want to see that kind of brutality. That was pretty nasty. Some of the nastiest MMA I've ever seen. I kid you not. Brutal. Gruesome. It was violent. There's just no doubt about it. And I don't know if I want to see a lot of that as far as mixed martial arts is concerned. That's why it's sort of cool the way Ronda takes care of business. You know, she beats you up, and then she makes you submit with a judo move. And, of course, she's whooping everybody now in the first round. Ronda Rousey, check her out, RondaRousey.com. She is amazing, an amazing athlete, and I consider her the future of the world of MMA. And that's male and female. And pretty soon, she will be, I think, the most widely known MMA fighter in the entire world. I kid you not, probably with no more than Junior Dos Santos, the world UFC heavyweight champion. Of course, is going to take on Cain Velasquez, late in December in Las Vegas. Of course, that's a rematch of a fight a couple of years ago where Cain Velasquez lost the heavyweight title to Junior Dos Santos in the blink of an eye, like a minute and 4 seconds, something like that. Anyway, the bottom line is we're talking MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, of course, live worldwide on the internet, ringtalk.com. You can tweet us at twitter.com using the hash mark ringtalk or call us on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This time it's real, folks.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey, video gamers, it's Steve Masters with Got Game.
I don't think anyone really knows what happened for certain. Something big, that's for sure.
Let's go back and play.
I am alive.
The city is destroyed, and you have to move through the rubble.
Well, it's still standing. Though Abington has seen better days.
And all the criminals.
You want some? Step back. No problem.
Try to unravel the mystery. I Am Alive on PSN and Xbox Live.
The goons ambush my guys and drag them towards the steel mill. I'll handle it. You sure? Could be a trap.
This game continues to sell. Batman Arkham City, the Game of the Year edition. This has the new Harley Quinn's revenge.
That dreadful woman is no doubt setting a trap for you.
And all the fantastic Batman Arkham City extra stuff.
What do you think, Batbrain? Like it?
Batman Arkham City Game of the Year. You need this game in your collection. I'm Steve Masters for Got Game. With news and reviews, it's gotgame.com.
And now from Dice.com, the career hub for tech. How 30 seconds can impact a tech career. A brief symposium. You could spend 30 seconds forwarding a funny video to a colleague. Impact? A lukewarm high five in the hallway. You could flirt with the new receptionist.
Hey, how's it going?
Impact? A stern reprimand from HR and 2 hours of mandatory sensitivity training. Or you could join a talent community on Dice.com and get the latest news, job, and career advice that matches your interests. Dice has talent communities like mobile development, software engineering, and project management, just to name a few. Each community is spam-free and moderated by a guide with the same passion that you have, and it's free to join. Visit dice.com/talent to join the community. That's dice.com/talent. So the next time you have 30 seconds, spend them wisely. Dice.com, the career hub for tech.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to? 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
The theme of the Three Stooges, and I brought that up. I was actually going to replay the part of the open from one of our previous shows, which had Curly Jerome Howard snoring, and the Three Stooges episode, of course, the shorts, they had Hold That Lion. Of course, that was the only Three Stooges episode in which all three of the Howard brothers, I'm talking about Mo Howard, a Curly Howard or Jerome Howard, and Shemp Howard. All three of them were together. Of course, Curly Howard had a stroke and was somewhat, you know, messed up as far as his medical status was concerned in the late 1940s. And his brother Shemp, who was the original Third Stooge, he came back and got the gig. And, of course, he stuck around for a while, and then he died of a heart attack coming back from a night of the fights at the Olympic Auditorium. So there goes a short story of the Three Stooges. And after that, it was Joe Besser and Joe Ferrita and all people kinds of people like that being the Third Stooge. Three Stooges, probably the greatest comedy act in the history of comedy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we're talking about UFC 152. And, of course, that's going down September 22nd. And Vitor Belfort is the main event, taking on John Jones. Vitor Belfort, 16-1. Take that back. John Jones, 16-1. Vitor Belfort, 21-9. And Belfort, you know, I mean, let's look at it. Let's talk about this. I mean, he's 1-2 against Randy Couture. Granted, Randy Couture was the UFC light heavyweight champion and held the heavyweight title for a short amount of time. Okay, so he's the real deal. Okay, he lost to Tito Ortiz. He lost 9 times. Okay, is there any doubt he's going to lose a 10th time when he takes on John Jones next week? Probably not. Maybe slim and none. And you know the old Don King line: slim's out of town. Okay, so I really don't think this would be a competitive main event. Now, would I buy this on pay-per-view? Personally, no. I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't. I really wouldn't. And I'll go through the rest of the card for you. Of course, Jones and Belfort being in the main event from Ontario, Canada. The co-feature is Joseph Benavidez. Good fighter. This is the flyweight division, the immersion of the flyweight division in the world of MMA. As far as the UFC is concerned, they're having a vacant flyweight title bout here, I believe. Joseph Benavidez, 16-2. He stands 5'4". He's going to weigh 125 pounds. For you people outside the United States, 56 kilograms. And he's going to take on a very, very, very good fighter in Demetrius Johnson, 15-2-1, 125 pounds again, 56 kilograms. This is the co-feature. I would think that Joseph Benavidez wins this, and I think that he will win it quite decisively. Now, Demetrius Johnson is, as I said, a good fighter. Anything can happen. That's what's sort of tough about predicting MMA. So you can predict in handicap boxing, being the last ESPN top-ranked handicapping champion sitting right here when they used to have it in Las Vegas. I won the last championship that Top Rank put on, and I beat the guys like Dave Kogan, the great gambler, and Jack Welch, the great writer, and people like that from Vegas. I beat all these wise guys, per se. But boxing is easy to handicap. You can handicap boxing to a certain extent very successfully. But when you look at the world of mixed martial arts, because there's so many ways in which a person can lose a fight. You lose a fight on points. Obviously, you lose the decision. You lose a fight by a knockout. You lose a fight by TKO. In other words, knocked out being knocked dead. Boom. You know, you're out. No doubt about it. All right? TKO. You can get stopped on cuts. Of course, you can be disqualified. I mean, you can lose on a submission hold. The world of mixed martial arts is so wide, so varied, that there's no really one way to stay unbeaten, except, I think, by the way that Ronda Rousey's doing. And I don't think she's going to lose for a while. Now, when she loses, if she does lose, you can call me up and get on the phone and scream at me and things like that. But, you know, I got this down pretty good, having done this for 28 years. By the way, we are celebrating our 28th year on the radio as I speak. And I am very, very happy to have been here with you for 28 years. But Benavidez and Johnson, going to lean towards Benavidez in that one. But that fight's a bit of a toss-up. And, of course, that is for the UFC World Flyweight Championship, 125 pounds. Now, a guy that was on the show a few weeks back, Michael Bisping, don't call him Bisping because he'll correct you. This guy, he's another guy that has great promos. He talks a good game. 23-4, taking on Brian Stann, 12-4. Bisping's got about a 1-inch height-inch advantage at 6'2". These guys will be fighting at 185 pounds. Now, Brian Stann's a good fighter. No question about it, okay? I think Michael Bisping is a good fighter, good plus. Like I don't think he's an A-rated guy, but he's like a B-plus type of fighter, okay? And I think that Brian Stann's maybe a B-minus, maybe a C-plus type of guy. Now, if Brian Stann is winning, you call me and scream about that. But the bottom line is I see Michael Bisping. Of course, I believe they call him. He's from the U.K., United Kingdom. He's got that great accent when he comes on, but he is a... a rabble rouser in the world of MMA. Talks a good game, walks the walk well, and I think that he'll be a winner. September 22nd, UFC 152, Michael Bisping taking on Brian Stann. I look at this Matt Hamill. Of course, Matt Hamill now, that was the guy that's got the win over John Jones. He's 11-4 now. Okay, but the win, of course, was via disqualification, and he was getting stomped. I mean, he was just getting lit up like the White House Christmas tree. It wasn't nothing even close, okay? And I think John Jones struck him while he was on the ground with an elbow, which was illegal, and they disqualified John Jones. So that's the one loss in John Jones' record. But he's taking on Roger Hollett, 13-3. Hamill's got a 2-inch height advantage. That's about it, 6'1" to 5'11", and they're fighting at 205 pounds. Hamill looks like he should win here, but, you know, I'm not impressed with Matt Hamill. And Roger Hollett, I've only seen once, and he wasn't nothing to write home about either, okay? Cub Swanson and Charles Oliveira, these guys are hooking it up at 145 pounds. That's the featherweight division of MMA. And outside of Cub having some nice tattoos on him, so I'm not all that impressed. He's 5'7", 17-5, taking on Charles Oliveira, 16-2. One no contest. He stands at 5'10". These guys are fighting at 145 pounds. Like I said, Cub Swanson, how could you have a name like Cub and be a fighter? You know, I don't think, when I think of a cub, I don't think of a good fighter. I think of some little guy like, you know, like a little tiny bear, a little baby bear that's not going to beat anybody up. But I'm going to go with Charles Oliveira there in that fight. Of course, that's on UFC 152. And I'm bringing you down this card now, and I'm asking you to ask yourself, would you buy this on pay-per-view? Okay, I'm asking you that. Cub Swanson, Charles Oliveira, they're fighting at 145. Igor Piragov, of course, he's 25-8. He's taking on Vinny Magalhães, and he's 10-5, one no contest here. I think experience is going to reign here, and I'm going to go with the mighty Igor to win this fight. They're fighting at 205 pounds, but, I mean, are these guys anybody that you know? I mean, really, even you diehard MMA fans, I mean, some of you are going, who? Who are these guys? TJ Grant, 18-5, taking on Evan Durham in UFC 152. Evan Durham, 13-2. As I said, TJ Grant, 18-5. They both stand 5'10". They weigh 155 pounds. That's lightweights for the world of MMA. And I think I would go towards Dunham, maybe. And this is a flip of a coin here. Of course, as I said, MMA is hard to predict. But when you look at these two fighters here, both these guys are basically at career crossroads, I think. I really do, even though they're young in their careers. When I say career crossroads, the reason why I say that is the winner is probably going to step up to the next level, okay? And the loser is probably going to drop down to another level below him or stay where he's at. In other words, he's not going to improve his stature any in the world of MMA. Of course, all of this going down September 22nd on UFC 152, and that's airing live from Ontario, Canada. I think you're going to start at 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's 10 o'clock Eastern time. That'll be preceded by a card on FX Cable, and they'll probably do something on Facebook.com as well. So thus far, are you jumping out of your seat yet? No? Okay, me neither. Okay, Sean Pearson and Lance Boynst. Pearson 12-6, Boynst 6-1. Needless to say, that doesn't sound like an impressive matchup there. One guy having lost six fights, I mean, he's like, 50% better than his loss record? I don't know. I really, these aren't superstars. They're fighting 170 pounds. Pearson's got a 1-inch height advantage at 6 foot even. Jim Heddies and Marcus Brimage. Heddies comes in 10-0-0. He's a 145-pounder. He's got some good moves. Marcus Brimage, 5-1. Maybe lacks a little bit of experience when you match him up against Heddies, okay? But the bottom line is these guys are hooking it up. Brimage has got a 5-inch height disadvantage. And I think at the featherweight division, 5 inches is almost insurmountable to overcome if you've got good stand-up skills. If Heddies can keep this on the vertical and, you know, fight him standing up, I think he wins this fight going away. Because anytime you've got a 5-inch height advantage over a guy, if you can't beat him, you know what? You don't belong deserving fighting. I'll just be frank with you. I'll just tell you like that. That's how the Klitschko brothers have been so successful in boxing. They both like stand 6'6", 6'7". Now, some guys are big and they can't fight. But I think if you got a height advantage, and I'm talking about the Klitschkos to an extent because I'm not real impressed with either brother. But when you look at the mere height advantage, that's why I think they're winning these fights. And that's why I think that you know, Hetty should probably win next week and remain undefeated at 11-0. Seth Brzezinski taking on Simone Thoresen. Brzezinski 16-6, Thoresen 17-2. Are you falling asleep yet? Okay, are you going to want to pay $50 to watch this fight on pay-per-view? These guys are fighting 170 pounds. 16-6 is Brzezinski, 17-2-1 is Thoresen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think you would need MMA Viagra to get up for this card. Mitch Gagnon taking on Walal Watson. Gagnon 8-2, Watson 9-4. And there's a 6-inch height advantage here to Watson, although I'm going to probably go with the shorter guy here because I went with the taller guy before. But these guys are fighting 135 pounds, which is really a killer division as far as bantamweight, as far as the world of MMA is concerned. I think these guys at 135, I think they're the real deal. I really do. And I think that the lighter weight divisions offer more entertainment for me as far as MMA is concerned than the heavyweight division, of course. But that's where everybody's focused, is on the heavyweight division, just like it is in boxing. Okay, the heavyweight division, it used to be in the old days, he who controls the heavyweight champion controls boxing. And the heavyweight champion in the mixed martial arts is the man. Right now, Ronda Rousey's giving him a run for his money. Junior Dos Santos, of course, a man has been on the show in the past, as has Ronda. But the bottom line is, she's going to start to give him a run for his money as far as popularity is concerned. I just wonder if the UFC is going to get around to compensating Ronda the way she should be compensated. Because if that last pay sheet that I saw released by the California State Athletic Commission was any indication on what kind of money she made for beating Sarah Coffman a couple weeks ago and being the ratings draw that she is, you know, I think she got $70,000, maybe a bonus. But even if she made $110,000 that night, I mean, she was the draw. You got to pay the draw, okay? And I don't know if the UFC is all into paying the draw sometimes. And the last fight on that UFC 152 card is Kyle Noki against Charlie Brennan. Noki coming in 19-6, Brennan coming in 15-4. I mean, the bottom line is this is not a pay-per-view quality type of card. I don't care if John Jones is on it or not. I don't care if John Jones is the next god in the world of mixed martial arts. Okay, and he just might be. I mean, he has all the talent, all the skill to probably not get beat at 205 pounds for a long time. I mean, that's how dominant he is. Okay, and he's going to go through Vitor Belfort like a hot knife through butter. This is, I mean, no doubt in my mind about that. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is if the main event is that predictable, that one-sided, and then you look at the rest of the card, nothing jumps out at you except for that Benavidez-Johnson fight for the world flyweight title, 125-pound title. Outside of that fight, is that worth paying $50 for? I'm not going to try to, you know, to influence you or anything like that, but think about it. I mean, is it really worth it? I don't think so. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you didn't know it, I'm giving away a boxing book. It's called Sonny Liston, The Real Story Behind the Ali Liston Fights. And you can drop me an email at ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk@yahoo.com. I'll throw your name in the hat for this autographed book by the author. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This has got a great voice. This is Tom Bowes. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day.
Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to the greatest producer in the world, Scott Cuddy. God, you know, he's the one that brings the show to another level, not myself. So all the credit goes to Mr. Scott Cuddy. Happy birthday, sir, and thank you so much for being the great guy that you are. Big news in the world of professional wrestling. Jerry Lawler had a heart attack, a massive heart attack, on air while doing the September 10th Raw show from Montreal. Get this. He's 62 years old. He was on the ground for like 15 minutes before the paramedics showed up. They used the defibrillator pads on him. I mean, he was in bad shape. God knows if he's going to be able, you know, going without the oxygen for a little while. They were doing CPR on him and things like that. But if he suffered any brain damage or not, he is in sort of stabilized condition as I speak. And we want to wish the family of Jerry the King Lawler, an icon in the world of professional wrestling, the best and the most speediest recovery. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, we are each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the same stations, on the same network, the cable radio network, tunein.com. You can always catch a show on iTunes, the delayed version. Of course, ringtalk.com has got that going on as well. Until next week, until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. Happy birthday, Cuddy.